How do I truly know if God is calling me? Jesus made it clear that no one can come to him unless God the Father draws him. John 6:44, John 6:65. And the Apostle James later told us that as we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. James 4:8. The Apostle Paul pointed out that we are called by the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. It's further noted that our understanding must be enlightened or illuminated. Ephesians 1:18, Hebrews 6:4, Hebrews 10:32. And the revelation of things of God must come through His Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1:9-14. Jesus told His disciples that this Spirit of truth was working with them and would later be in them at the time of their conversion. John 14:17. Additionally, Psalm 111:10 says that a good understanding have all those who do God's commandments. And Acts 5:32 tells us that God gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. Moreover, it is God who gives us the desire to repent and live according to His will. 2 Timothy 2:25. Philippians 2:13. What we see from all this is that God uses the gospel message to draw us to Him, giving us initial understanding through His Spirit and a desire to change. And then, as we respond in obedience, God gives us increasing understanding and conviction to walk in His ways. One of the signs God may be calling you is that you are beginning, however gradually, to understand the Scriptures with a depth and dimension you never experienced before. You are starting to learn the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Matthew 13, 10-11. And you are growing in conviction that you need to respond and act on this understanding. Perhaps you have even begun to respond in certain ways, resulting in God increasing your understanding even further. Nothing is more important than God's calling. Consider the majesty and greatness of what it means. The Apostle Peter referred to this magnificent calling in his first letter. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. 1 Peter 2:9-10. Peter's inspired description of the Christian calling helps us to comprehend the majesty of God's salvation. This great calling is made possible by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for our sins and the forgiveness He made freely available. And this forgiveness was not for us to continue practicing sin as a way of life, but in repentance to cease from that and obey God. Jesus' preaching of the gospel was accompanied by a call to action and faith. Repent and believe in the gospel. Mark 1:14-15. As already mentioned, if God is calling you, you will have awakened to the need for change in your personal life, to bring it into line with the godly standards and values shown in the Scriptures, to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Ephesians 4:1. The promises of God should inspire faith, deep trust in God. And the more we study God's Word, the more faith is built in us. Romans 10:17. Repentance and faith will at length lead to being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit in us. Acts 2:38. For far greater empowerment to change, understand, and remain faithful. Then we must, with God's ongoing help, continue to grow spiritually throughout our Christian life. Hopefully you are drawing near to making such a commitment. But even if not, you can still start drawing closer to God, asking for His help to lead you in following His ways and committing to following His instructions from the Bible as explained in Beyond Today magazine. And God is certainly patient in working with you. Still, regardless of whether you feel you are being called right now or not, God's requirements still stand, and they stand for you. As Paul told a Greek audience steeped in idolatry, "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has given assurance of this to all by raising him from the dead. Acts 17, 30-31. The evidence is there for all of us, if we will but see. May God help you to see and to act. To learn more about responding to God's call, living a life worthy of that calling, and how that leads to eternal life in the kingdom of God, be sure to request or download our free study guide, Transforming Your Life: The Process of Conversion. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.